Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I do want to go down to Mobile, Alabama. We're on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. We bring in our good friend Dustin Fox, who is covering the Senior Bowl. Outstanding interview yesterday with Josh Allen. Hey, Dustin, how are you?
Apparently not as well as we were hoping.
I don't know. Oh, there you are.
Sorry.
Hey, Dustin.
You got me there.
That's
sorry,
okay.
Sorry about that. I dropped out for just a quick moment. You know how this Wi-Fi works sometimes. It doesn't work perfectly all the time.
Oh, it was funny. It was,
yeah, thanks. I was going to say,
that's how I normally interview Jabril Peppers. Hey, Jabril! And he comes up to the line. It's kind of fun.
That's funny.
All right, Dustin, how's the trip?
You should not quit your day job as a comedian.
I won't. Thank you. All right, how's the trip? What's going on? Great interview yesterday with Josh Allen.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was great. You know, Josh is a big, strong kid who came off very, very well in the interview. You know, obviously there were some highlights from the interview, some quotes that made the rounds that, you know, some people liked and some people didn't like. And the one thing I would say about Josh is that he's a very, very confident kid who, if it's possible to be confident and humble at the same time, I think he's got both of those qualities. Now, this is going to be a huge week for him because he had a rough year this past season. His completion percentage, if I could spit that out, was not very good, and he plays at a level that's less than, you know, an FBS Power 5 school. So he plays at Wyoming. So he's got a huge opportunity for him this week to really solidify himself, not as the top quarterback, maybe the top quarterback, but certainly one of these guys who could be a top 5, maybe a top 10 selection in this draft.
Dustin, you've been around football players your entire life at every level possible. He's listed at 6'5", about 240. Is he 6'5", about 240?
Well, Jeff, I don't know. I know you don't have Twitter, but I posted a Twitter post yesterday, a photo, rather, of him and I, and I'm 5'11", you know, almost 6 foot, and he's about 5 to 6 inches taller than me. I mean, he towers over me, and he wasn't even standing up straight. He's a monster. I mean, you see this guy, he looks like what you would hope an NFL quarterback would look like. Now, I know everyone's shrugging their shoulders saying, well, that doesn't win you football games, and I agree. Just having that stature, just being that big and physical is not going to win you games on Sundays, but it certainly gives you a chance when you look at his skill set in that size. That's why scouts are drooling over this guy, Jeff, and I'm telling you, if you saw him, And Jeff, I know how much you love quarterbacks. You'd love it before you see him on film. He passes the eye test. He's got huge hands. He's a big physical guy. Sometimes guys are tall and lanky.
Yeah.
He's not. He's very thick and put together, which is what you want for a quarterback. And the thing also that I love is he played at Wyoming, guys. He played in cold elements. There was a game this year against Colorado State. They played in a blizzard, and he threw a pass 60 yards in the air. Like, he's used to what the Cleveland Browns are going to need, which is that big, strong quarterback who can play in the elements.
I'm looking at the picture of you and Josh Allen on Twitter, and you're right. He's not standing straight up. He's kind of like hanging out so that he's not towering over you, and he's still towering over you. He's pretty good size. I watched some tape on him, Dustin, and I kind of thought, well, he's got the build of Roethlisberger, but I thought he had kind of that Brett Favre feel about him where – hey, I'm on the wrong foot, but there's a guy downfield. Let me throw it 50 yards. And he could. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really intriguing.
Yeah, he has that ability to make plays on the move. You know, there's one play that I specifically remember from the Boise game where he is being pressured. He almost gets sacked. He turns around. He rolls out to his left. And he just throws a frozen rope about 25 yards to a crossing pattern receiver and just hits him in stride. And so those are some of the plays, those are some of those comparisons that you will hear when it comes to Big Ben, because it's tough to get him on the ground. You know, a guy that big and strong is just really, really tough to get down, and he is way more athletic than you would think. They ran a lot of the read option stuff with him at times at Wyoming, so he could pick up some first downs with his legs, and that's something that, you know, the Browns kind of used a little bit with DeShone Kizer this year. And there are some similarities to DeShone Kizer in terms of that. I mean, they're big, strong kids who can also make some plays with their legs.
All right, what's the chatter about the Browns down there right now? I'm just curious. Like, what are you hearing from people? Yeah. What are they saying about the Browns? What's the future look like, especially for a guy that's been to the Senior Bowl the last couple of years, like you have, mm-hmm. and knowing what they were saying before? What are they saying now?
Well, I think the Todd Haley stuff last night was the buzz, because everyone's just trying to figure out how that dynamic is going to work between Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley. The fact that Haley, it seems like he's going to be able to call plays. It's going to be his offense here. I think that was the most unique thing about anything that the Browns have done to this point. Yeah, people want to make jokes and talk about 0-16 and all that stuff, but really the buzz is, hey, John Dorsey is in town. He's the new GM, and people are excited about him because he has a very good track record and he's respected around the league. So I think people believe the Browns are headed in the right direction. There's still sort of doubt because Hugh Jackson hasn't won and they're bringing him back. So people don't know how that's going to work. I'm a little worried about, I said this with the morning show this morning. I said, I'm a little worried about Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson. Those guys are both strong-willed, have egos, know the game, but are they going to be able to work together? That's the concern. And if things don't go well, then, you know, do you have the issues we've had in the past with the Browns where there's finger-pointing and things like that? And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it is a concern of mine. We know that the reason Todd Haley's not in Pittsburgh anymore is because he couldn't get along with Ben Roethlisberger. Is he going to be able to get along with Hugh Jackson here? That is my biggest concern.
And with that in mind, you have Ken Zampezi as the quarterback coach, who has a background with you. So, you know, you hope three guys are on the same page. But, Dustin, bottom line, Hugh gets to be a head coach now. And whether he wanted to be just the head coach or not, ultimately that might be the best thing for him as in his career as a head coach. Just, Hugh, you didn't make good decisions during the games. Now worry about the game. He's got the offense.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Is Hugh Jackson cool with letting other people have the credit?
Yeah, good question.
You know what I mean? Like, is he cool with Todd? If the Browns win this year and Todd Haley was running the offense and calling the plays, what's the difference between 1-31 and whatever the Browns are this year? People are going to say it's Todd Haley. And I'm going to say it's Hugh Jackson, right? Is he cool with that? I don't know. That's a big question, I think, and a concern. But I'm with you, though. Like, I think being a head coach and just being able to deal with the responsibilities that come with it and not having every single thing on your plate, you would think that makes things a little bit easier. And the last point I made about who cares about getting the credit, nobody should care about who gets the credit. You should just worry about winning games and trying to turn the franchise around. That's such a stupid thing that bothers me. And, you know, Hugh has had that follow him since his days in Oakland and in Cincinnati. He's got to drop it, and he's got to just worry about, hey, turning the Browns around. No one cares about how great a coach you are and all this stuff and how great of an offensive mind you are. Just put together a great staff, draft a good quarterback, get yourself to the playoffs, and start winning some damn football games.
And, Dustin, bottom line, it, as you said, it doesn't matter who gets the credit, because you know what? If they win, Hugh Jackson's going to be considered a good head coach. I mean, it's real clear. Win
sure.
games and everybody looks good.
Yeah, in long term, no one's going to look back and say, well, it was all Todd Haley's doing if the Browns turn it around. No, they're going to say Hugh Jackson. If the Browns go to the playoffs and, you know, go to the Super Bowl in the next few years, that sounds crazy, by the way. If that happens, no one's going to be worried about, oh, it's Todd Haley or it's this guy or it's that. No, man, it's Hugh Jackson, the guy that turned around the 1-31 Browns and got them to the playoffs. That'll be the story, I think.
Tell me about what you've seen down there since you got down there.
There's not been a whole lot, Andy. Yesterday was basically the check-in day, sort of for players. And, you know, today's the first day where the players will be on the field. They had weigh-ins this morning. Players are going through some media interviews as we speak right now. then the South squad will be on the field at about 2:30 your time, and they'll take the field for about an hour and a half. South squad, that's the team without any of the good quarterbacks, but there are some good players out there as well. And then the North squad will come on the field at about 4:30 your time for an hour and a half. I'll be at both practices. I'll be calling in to our show, and obviously I'm going to do a couple of hours on the air around practice today, covering it all. So we'll be locked in. But the news is the North squad guys today at 4 o'clock, and when Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen take the field, man, all eyes are going to be on those two quarterbacks. This Senior Bowl has not had this much talent at that position in quite a while. So people are pretty excited.
So you're putting your money on the North? Is that what you're saying? I mean, who should we be rooting for in this game? I'm kidding. Just joking.
root for both these quarterbacks to play really well and give the Browns options. I think that's what you root for.
Outstanding, Dustin. Thank you. We appreciate your time. And, of course, we'll be listening to you a little bit later on Bull and Fox. And we'll be following you on Twitter as well.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Dustin Fox live in Mobile, Alabama, checking out the Senior Bowl. Really, really good interview. In case you missed it yesterday with Josh Allen. So I think he's got a unique perspective being able to go down there. And, I mean, everything that I've seen over the last couple of years where he's gone down to the Senior Bowl, he's always come back with very, very interesting information. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, you go back and you can even look at Mary Kay, or you wonder where these guys are, where they start talking. And this is where I do a lot of the reading, too, where it's all coming from. A lot of this stuff starts right here at the Senior Bowl. Our future team, the rumblings of who's going to be a future Brown start right here at the Senior Bowl.
No question about that. It's where you make contacts. It's where you start to get some good information. And I'm real curious, Andy, if anybody steps up at quarterback. You know, the scout who told Mary Kay that Josh Allen should be the number one pick and it's not even close. Does he show that? Does he show that here in the offseason?
All right, so he gets a chance, though, in this game to overcome the criticism, I think, of playing on an inferior team where people were saying, look, I mean, he would have been a much better quarterback if he had some guys that could catch the ball at Wyoming. Well, when you're in an all-star game like this and the defense is lax, they're not playing at the same rules that they normally do, you should be very efficient with some of these guys. I'm not saying that, you know, you've spent a lifetime playing or even had a training camp with any of these guys, but you've had a couple practices, and if the ball is accurate and the receivers are top-notch quality, you should be able to help settle some of the uncertainty of you and the negative criticism of you based on other players at a game like the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, the one thing that's interesting about Josh Allen, Dustin mentioned it, it's been mentioned by a lot of folks, accuracy issues, his completion percentage was low. We've all seen where they've said these receivers at Wyoming were not very good. The only problem with all that, Andy, and I buy that. I don't look at a guy's college stats and think, yeah, you've got to live by that. But what's everybody said about DeShone Kizer? And everybody's ready to turn the page on Kizer because they say you can't teach accuracy. You can't teach the ability to do that, even though Joe Theismann told us differently last week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.